Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle, and I'm here with the latest of my music features. And today I've got Paddy and Will from Brahma Loca with me.
Hey.
Up and coming band from Mosley, who've sort of packed a lot into their 18 months together, roughly 18 months. Firstly, Paddy, I've not obviously not met you before, so could you just give the listeners and the readers a bit of an idea of how Brahma Loca came into being? How did you all get together?
Well, me and the drummer and the current and the bassist was in another band
called
Where's Strutter, and it crumbled to dust, as bands do.
Okay.
And we just started something else now.
Okay.
Got Will into, because we knew he knew a bit about recording, to record some stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, he's all right. So then we got him in the band.
Right.
But and I regret it ever since.
So this was in the summer of 2014.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, you packed a lot into that kind of 18 months. You've done a load of gigs. You've been all over Europe. So, Will, just give us an... Give the listeners a bit of a flavour of where you went last year.
You know, France, Portugal, Spain. The album bit most of mainland Europe, really.
Yeah, postcodes.
Yeah. Scandinavia and stuff as well.
Right. So how did that come about? Presumably you've got some kind of management in place.
Through our manager.
Yeah.
And then I just got started to go on tour with an American band.
So who was that then? Just the Warlocks, right, okay then. So
LA Rockers.
Yeah. That must have been a sort of fantastic experience.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Musically as well as...
Just an experience of
traveling. Lived in an arse band for 5 weeks. We got an arse band, that's our band.
Yeah.
So we just put a mattress in the back of it.
Did you? There must have been a highlight of...
Well, when you're going around that many places and you're seeing that many new things, for me that was the first time out of this country as well, which is pretty mint.
Yeah.
It's hard to find an highlight because everywhere was mint. Even
the bad days.
Yeah. When you wake up and you're hungover and you just want to crash the van.
Yeah.
Just to ruin everyone's day. They were great. Right.
Did you kind of get that feeling that you'd already made it in a sense? Because
you do feel like you're on the world. But
yeah.
It's humbling when you get back to Great Britain.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously you will have played the Manchester circuit, I guess.
Yeah.
Places like the Night and Day and stuff. So
we've done a couple of gigs in town, but not really done that many. I think we've done about 4 or 5 to say that we've been going since 2014. We've only done about 4 or 5. We've done a few hidden gigs here and there to warm up. Do you know what I mean? In a few. Where's that?
Oh, I'm with Instagram.
Withington, like the outskirts.
Yeah.
But we've never actually in the old bands and stuff. Yeah, we did the circuit quite often. But
yeah, have Brahma Loca done many sort of in Oldham or Saddleworth over this way, Mosley?
We've done one in Mosley, but that was just to get some money to go abroad.
Right,
we guested until we got to Dover and spent it all on the Weatherspoons.
good stuff. It sounds like 2016 is going to be quite a year for you. You've already been recording. So, Will, tell us where you've been recording and what you've been recording.
We've been recording some new material that hopefully might go towards an album, might go towards just a release later in the year.
Yeah. Where was that?
Park Street Studios in Liverpool.
All right, okay. So how many tracks did you sort of record?
We've only been there 3 days so far, just under two.
Right, so what are they called? Is it...
Noble Savage and
Wasp 35. Memory like a fist, isn't it?
So obviously, like you say, you're not sure about sort of release dates, or you just want to...
It's all up in the air.
Yeah.
Because it's all about times, dates, and people being available, because Phil Ryder Jones is the producer.
Yeah, this is the guy out of the Coral, isn't it?
He used to be a guitarist in the Coral.
So how's he got latched onto Brahma Loca then?
He heard one of our tunes that released, that White Horse Wedge, you know, the one video you were saying before.
Yeah.
Sparkly nice.
Yeah.
And he heard that and he fancied it and here we are, sort of thing.
Really?
He's alright, he's a top guy, Bill. Yeah. He's just like a sort of a fifth member sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, when talking to him sort of thing.
So what where can the listeners see Brahma Loca in the near future?
Two gigs next month.
Where at and when?
And we've got...
Here's where we are.
What's the date?
Yeah. On the 5th of March, we're playing at Sound Control.
Brilliant.
It's
brilliant.
A part of the label that was called Interstellar Overdrive.
Right.
It's like a showcase, so it's all the bands on the label.
Right.
So there's us, Freak Out on Air,
Enemy's Eyes,
okay, and whoever else is involved.
Right, right.
So you get a plug.
Yeah, so that's on the 5th of March.
5th of March, Sound Control, and then the 13th, no, 12th of March.
Don't ask me, man.
I think it's the 12th of March.
Where's that?
That's Cosmosis.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which
okay.
is like Brian Jonestown, Sleeper Mods, Jesus and the Mary Chain.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. All day festival.
Yeah, festival.
Yeah. I'm surprised that festival hasn't sold out already. I mean, wow.
Well, when everybody reads about it in the Old of Chronicle, it might do, mate.
Yeah,
so,
there you go. Plug.
Yeah, so... it sounds like it's going to be a busy year with recording and gigging, but what are your kind of hopes and dreams for Brahmaloka this year? What do you want to achieve this year, this summer maybe?
Get an album, get back out to Europe, definitely.
Tour this country as well.
Yeah, actually, that's another thing. We've sort of neglected England. We need to actually go and do here. I think we've done more gigs abroad than we have here.
Wow. Which that's a first for an olden band.
Yeah, it's weird.
A young band anyway, yeah, certainly.
So, I won't mind because Scotland, there's no place like it. I won't mind going up to there and doing a proper tour, but... I think the main thing is get the album done. All the people who are hinting this and that, get some things sorted.
Yeah.
And become the band that we know we can be.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Do you attach as much significance as a lot of people do in the importance of London? Well,
I think it's.
Or is that somewhere that you're not that fussy about?
No, I think it's. I think it's the best place
if you want to go for like agents and stuff like that.
I think
if
it's
people
like,
want to see you, that's where you go.
I think it's an inevitable thing that a band has to, if you're wanting to make it in this country, you have to spread your wings out everywhere.
I mean, if you go down there every other week, try and gig and get some sort of rep. Not trying to sound, it's sort of a fickle sort of like. Someone has to click the fingers and tell people. Do you know what I mean? As we're in town or local cities, it's more like if people like you, they'll just come and see you, and then you'll build sort of a thing. But down London, it's sort of like someone has to put a starry sign above your head.
Yeah.
So everyone will go and not listen to you. But they'll go there anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think Manchester's the hub of music, mate. I've always said that, and not because of like the past, because of the future of what's coming, the bands that are coming out now and whatnot.
I mean, I do ask this to a lot of the musicians I speak to, but Oldham in particular, it's quite a scene at the moment. A lot of talented young musicians coming through. Do you feel sort of proud, if you like, that you're part of that?
I think that's always been the case. That in the Northwest in general, there's always been a lot of. There's always been a lot of music, a lot of bands, a lot of people around here.
Jackson's Pit has thrived. All them have the past music scene in Manchester.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone was out. All the best bands were from Oldham back in. To be honest, I'm a bit disconnected from it now, because I've not been around Oldham. I think this is the first time I've been in Oldham.
Yeah, but what I think I might have said to you before, I mean, you'd consider playing in Oldham again if the sort of...
If
the venue was right, etc.
Is Jackson Pit still open?
Yeah.
I'd play that. Yeah. Good.
Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, Will and Paddy from Brahmaloka, thanks for talking to us and
Cheers, man.
Speak to you soon. Cheers, take care.